Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking a little bit of a break this evening, and I'm not going to talk about marriage. I'm going to talk a little bit about maybe what you would term essentials. If you had to choose maybe the top 10 or the top 5 aspects of your life you want to keep, if you had to strip down your life to 5 important aspects, what do you think you would choose? Sometimes circumstances of life force us to make such a choice. The circumstances may be where you lose a large amount of your sources of income, or where you find yourself, bedeviled by illness, or you find maybe prison, or whatever other circumstance that takes away what you think is important. What do you think you'll be left with, and what would you need to be left with in order to keep going on? Under such circumstances, I think it reveals to you how important certain things really are, and sometimes how important you are to those things you think are important to you. You may find out that you can actually live without 1,000 phone calls a day. You can actually live without having to look at your phone every 5 minutes. You can live without a computer. You can live without email. You can live without internet, Facebook. And you find out that life carries on very nicely without those things that you think are absolutely necessary for you to do every 10 minutes. Those things that, you know, take away your attention every now and then from the people that are right there in front of you. You find out that you can actually stay home and life goes on beautifully. You can actually, you don't have to be somewhere all the time. You can actually be home most of the time. You find out that you don't need all the jobs that you're doing. In the circumstance where you've been stripped down to the bare minimum, maybe you find that maybe just one or two jobs are able to meet your needs. You find out that all the ideas that have been jostling in your head are stripped down to just a few that now call for your focused attention. So the point is that when we are forced to see this reality, when we encounter what we may consider negative circumstances like sickness, prison, or debt, or lack of funds, we find out that we find a way to focus our attention on the essentials. And we get by. Maybe you even do better because there's less waste of time, less waste of energy, less waste of energy in terms of thinking, energy in terms of unnecessary planning for things that need not plan for, less waste of resources chasing shadows. Maybe it will be good if we're able to, you know, confine ourselves to those essentials without having to fall into mishaps of life. We may find out that we'll live more productive lives if we can narrow down our lives to those essentials, to those one or two business ideas that we can focus and pursue, to those one or two jobs that we really need to be doing, to those precious times with family that are devoid of peeping into phones and reading emails at home and looking at the computer, that we can actually go out less and achieve more with every time we go out, that we can actually spend less and make sure that what we're spending on is valuable to the extent that we judge it to be. The point is, we can actually deliberately choose to live on the essentials, and we may find out that we are successful at it rather than waiting for something external to force us to find those essentials. It's an incredible experience when one has it himself. Sickness teaches you those essentials. Financial lack teaches you those essentials. Or some other tragedy teaches you those essentials. But I'm saying that maybe we can learn those essentials by ourselves and find those essentials and begin to focus on those essentials and have our lives become more productive. Thank you for listening. I'm just thinking. Once again, join me on scribblingsage.com for more ideas.